Welcome back, Season 3, Episode 44. Today, we're talking college football updates. Let's get it.
And we're back.
We're back.
College football.
Ooh, man.
Playoff set.
How you feeling?
You want my honest opinion? You want my honest opinion?
I'm sure you're going to tell me anyways.
You don't want me to lie.
Yeah. I'd rather you tell me the honest
opinion. Honest opinion, I'm not a Florida State fan, so this hasn't really like affected me.
No?
But it's the wrong call. It's the wrong call for a lot of reasons.
Yeah.
That we could sit here and break down and make this podcast an hour and a half.
This is what makes it weird, though. I don't think you should judge it off of the Jordan Travis injury.
But you think Bama would beat Florida State?
They would.
They would. They, not? They would.
But. On top of that, Florida State went 13-0, won the ACC championship.
Well, here's my thing. This is what it comes down to for me. Alabama would beat Florida State.
Yes.
Is an opinion.
Yes.
By saying that statement, that's the college football playoff trying to predict the future.
Yes.
And that is not their job. So, If their job is to predict the future, if their job is to try and put the best four teams based off the eye test or the best two matchups, then that's fine. Yeah. I'm okay with that. But let's just call it what it is. Let's not have a team like Florida State ranked at four the whole season. Because here's the thing. They were fourth the last two games when Jordan Travis was already injured.
Yeah.
Against Northern Alabama and Florida and Louisville, they were fourth.
Mm-hmm.
So, if you didn't think they were a top four team without Jordan Travis, let's put them at seven during the Florida game.
It's like, why did they go into the conference championships still ranked at four?
Right.
Bama was at eight?
Yes.
And they beat number one?
Correct.
Florida State didn't allow a touchdown. What, they went 13-6?
16-6.
16-6.
And they beat number 15.
They beat number 15.
Yes.
They went undefeated, no losses.
They haven't given up a touchdown the last three games.
And Bama jumped from 8-4.
Yeah. And you know, you just asked that question, but you know the answer.
And they jumped. No, they didn't jump. Texas went to 3. So it's like, it's not even just Bama.
They both jumped.
They put Texas over them as well.
Correct.
Come on.
Yeah. But here's the thing. If it wasn't Alabama in that 4 spot, Texas wouldn't have jumped them. They would have just comfortably put them at 4.
Been Florida State at 3.
Florida State would have been at 3.
Texas at 4.
And Washington would have been 2, Michigan would have been 1, and everyone would have been happy. But as soon as a school named Alabama from the SEC gets involved, then they throw everything out the window because you can't leave out the SEC.
And everyone,
you can't.
And what another thing, too, is everyone's talking about how good Alabama's been playing as of late. Did they not throw a Hail Mary to beat Auburn?
On 4th and 31.
Yeah.
And guess what? Guess what? The week before Auburn had them beat, they played New Mexico State at home, and they got beat 31-10.
Yeah.
By New Mexico State. 31-10. Auburn. Yeah. Auburn football. Yeah. Got beat by New Mexico State 31-10. And no one wants to talk about it.
No.
Nobody. Michigan getting beat by Appalachian State lives on to this day.
Mm-hmm.
To this day.
Biggest upset ever.
Clemson fans still make fun of South Carolina for losing to the Citadel and Appalachian State to this day. But an SEC school loses to New Mexico State, not by a blocked field goal for a run back for a touchdown, not by 1 point, by 21 points. And no one wants to talk about it. Why? Because they play arch rival Alabama the next week, and they have them beat into a 4th-and-31 Hail Mary. And, Jalen Milroe is playing significantly better. Alabama is significantly better since the Texas game.
Not like Auburn's a terrible team.
They are 6-6.
Yeah.
Absolute joke.
With a loss to New Mexico State by 20
points. At home by 3 touchdowns.
Yes.
It is to the point now, college football is laughable.
Well, good thing about it, shouldn't have to worry about it that much anymore.
I disagree.
I mean, it's going to be the 12 teams. There's still going to be some teams getting in that probably shouldn't at the 12 and 11 and 10 spot, but no one cares as much when it's 12
teams
compared to 4.
People won't care as much because top 4 will get a bye, but here's 2 reasons it will still matter. Number 1, top 4 teams will get a bye. It will still be a big deal to be ranked in the top 4.
Yeah, but I'm talking about the teams that get in. it's not going to be as big of a deal. Like, think about the NCAA in March. Like, right. 64 teams
get
in.
I agree.
So no one cares about the teams that barely don't get in.
I agree with you. Teams to get in won't be as big of a deal.
Top four still matters because that bye is going to be a big thing.
Right. And I'll tell you this, too. This year, it would have been Liberty as an undefeated whatever conference they played in. Who cares? They would have been in as the 12 seed. Ridiculous to me. We're going to put – they were ranked like 24th.
Yeah.
And they're going to get the 12 spot.
Yeah.
Next year because of an automatic bid for being the highest ranked group of five. Like this
year.
How
are they going to do it?
So, 1 through 4 will be highest ranked conference champions. So, like this year, the 4 would have stood. It would have been the same 4. Florida State would have been 5, and they would have played Liberty at 12.
There's the thing, though. I feel like if it was 12 teams this year, Florida State's in the top 4 because Bama still gets
in. Yeah, because it wouldn't have mattered. 100%. Yeah. Yeah. So it will fix things in that way. But to me, it may fix that issue like in year one.
Yeah.
Whenever this is still fresh on everyone's mind. But so when we left the BCS, why did we stop the BCS? Why did we do the playoff? It was because the SEC was guaranteed one spot in the BCS championship game. Yep. And the rest of the 132 FBS teams fought for that other spot.
Yeah. And you had to go undefeated.
You had to go undefeated. And except if you were in the SEC. You didn't.
Yeah.
Because that's how we ended up with like a Bama. The last year of the BCS was Bama versus LSU.
Mm-hmm.
And Oklahoma State got screwed.
Yep.
Because they weren't an SEC team.
2013?
Yes. So then 2014, we start the playoff. And everyone's like, oh, it's all fixed. Hooray. 14 playoff. Well, not necessarily. Because it ended up being most years, not this year. Although, this is the straw that broke the camel's back, in my opinion. SEC gets 2 spots. Mostly Bama and Georgia.
Yep.
Sometimes LSU threw their hat in there.
Yep.
But, and then what do we get? We still get a Bama versus Georgia national championship game. So the playoff was supposed to fix that. The playoff was supposed to fix SEC gets half the spots, rest of the country gets half the spots, and we're still doing it. So 12 team might fix it next year while this Florida State stuff is still fresh on everyone's mind, but it won't fix it 8 years from now.
Eventually it's going to be 5 SEC teams.
Eventually we're going to be playing 8 regular season games. We're going to have a March Madness bracket that truly doesn't crown a champion.
Yeah.
That's what's going to happen. A, because of revenue. B, because of the SEC has to get the max amount of spots. Eventually the SEC, all these teams they're bringing in, like the Texas, the Oklahoma they already brought in, the A&M and the Missouri, it's going
to
continue.
What are they up to? 14 teams or 16?
No, they're already at 14 teams, I think.
So adding Texas and Oklahoma gets you to 16?
I think they'll be at a 16-team conference.
That's insane.
And more to come. I think you're going to see Clemson, Florida State, North Carolina, Virginia, Virginia
Possibly.
Tech. Some of those teams are going to end up in there. The Pac-12 is dead. Most of them just joined the Big Ten.
Mm-hmm.
Notre Dame's probably still to follow eventually. We're going to end up with a Big Ten versus SEC playoff. That's what we're going to end up at. And it's bad for the sport.
So do you want to do quick who's going to win? 4 teams?
Yeah. I'm going
just
with Bama.
What we think right away?
I'm going with Bama to win the whole thing.
You think Bama's going to win the whole thing?
Yeah, I think Michigan hasn't played a top 30 offense this entire year. I think we just talked about with Georgia, I called that as soon as those elite defenses play a scrambling quarterback, they struggle.
Yep.
Bama's going to beat Michigan. I think Texas will beat Washington just because they got the better defense. Both offenses are elite.
And have the rematch 2009, Natty.
And the rematch from this year.
Yep.
And you ain't going to beat Bama twice in the same game. That's what I think. And I think we will end the 4-team playoff with a team winning the championship that A, shouldn't have been in, but B, will be justified because they will win it.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
Yeah. It's like, how do you judge it on who gets in? You think the 4 best teams got in, but did those 4 teams deserve to get in over Florida State? And that's no.
And here's the thing.
What can Florida State
you
literally
can,
could not have done
anything else
differently other than Jordan Travis not getting
well,
hurt?
Here's this. What if I told you a team from the SEC, unnamed, just a team from the SEC, was 12-0, and they had to play their conference championship and the game the week before against their rival on the road at night without their starting quarterback, and then they won that conference championship with their third-string freshman quarterback who's a 3-star recruit, and they still beat him by 10 points. And by the way, it was a top 15 team. You just say, God almighty, they deserve a spot.
Yeah.
It don't matter what they are. And then I tell you they play in the ACC, and God forbid we let them near the playoff.
Nope. Not going to happen.
It's because the eye test, this is the statement that matters the most. The eye test and an opinion in college football matters more than what happens on the football field.
And money.
Money. Yep. And by the way, for all you people that want to say that Bama deserved it more than Florida State, and all you ESPN lovers owned by Disney, which is a whole problem in its own right because they care more about the product they put on TV than the product they put on the football field, by Bama getting in over Florida State, ESPN will gross $150 million more dollars of revenue based off advertisement and viewership.
Yep.
$150 million more
dollars. Trying to say they don't have a say in it?
And if you think that that didn't have something to do with Florida State not getting in, and this isn't a conspiracy theory. We're spitting facts. Look up the charts here. This just is what it is. And this is a person who, 12 games out of the year, hates Florida State.
Yeah.
I pull against them every single time. Yep. But what's right is right, and what's wrong is wrong.
Did you see the thing about Kirk Herbstreit? Like the helmets background?
He's been bought.
Yeah?
He's been bought.
Yeah?
He
you
used
saw
to
the
be,
helmets in the background, though?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what I was talking about. Because the week before, he had Florida, everyone where they're supposed to be.
Yep.
And then before the announcements were made, where they're not supposed to know, they're
yeah,
supposed
he
to
knew.
Be reacting as well. He knew.
He knew Saturday night as soon as Bama won the game.
In the right spots. They flipped Florida State helmet and Bama helmet before they supposedly didn't know yet.
Well, how about this, too? In October, he had Florida State ranked fifth, I think. It was when there still was a lot of undefeateds.
Yeah.
He had them ranked fifth. And on Twitter, a bunch of Florida State fans were like going at him.
Yeah.
And he basically said, shut up. If you just win all your games, you'll be in the playoff. And then he went back and tweeted the day of the playoff, like, basically that going undefeated doesn't guarantee your spot.
Yeah.
And then, like, of course, the world, like, sent that tweet at him that he sent in October and was like, you're just a liar like all the rest of these analysts.
You it's know? Like they just started creating a storyline so it would happen.
Yeah, 100%.
Because the more people start talking about it, and then it's like, yep, Bama's getting in.
Yep. And the thing
and
is
Texas.
Is everyone was
Bama.
Upset about the Travis injury. No one really started to talk about it until it was like,
the week of.
If Bama beats Georgia here, they're not in the playoff.
You didn't hear anything about it.
You didn't hear anything about it.
No.
You didn't hear anything about it. So the narratives in the media matters more than what happens on the football field.
Yes.
And that's just the way it is. But
we do agree Bama would beat Florida State. I mean,
Bama would beat Florida State.
The four best teams got in.
Bama would beat
Florida
State.
But they didn't deserve it over Florida State.
I disagree. The four best teams did not get in.
Who's the four best teams?
Georgia's in there. How does Georgia not lose a game in 3 years? Not that the last 2 years matter. I'm a proponent of that. But how does that team go 12-0, number one team in the country the whole year, and then they
lose
to a team that you feel like did deserve to be in the playoff and is one of the four best teams? They lose to them on a neutral field by a field goal. They fall from 1-6.
Yep.
So would they not beat Florida State? If it's the eye test of the best four teams. So did you only rank 1-4 as the best four teams and 5-25 just didn't matter? Because if
basically.
You're going to hold that logic, then Georgia should have been 5 and Florida State should have been 6.
Yep.
But what about Ohio State sitting there at 7? Would they not beat Florida State with a third-string quarterback?
Probably.
Most people think they would. So Florida State should be 7.
So
maybe
Florida
they should
State
be 8.
Probably at this point be 17.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, no, they beat Louisville, so
yeah,
we'll be.
They
fell
to 20
so.
Though. They fell to 20.
Yeah.
Louisville's 20 now, so you can still put them there at 17. That's my point, though. Is we're all talking about opinions, but and that's fine. I'm okay with that. If we want to put, and I hate Georgia, you know I hate Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
If we're gonna put the best four teams in the playoff, Georgia deserves to be in. Whether you want to take out Washington or Texas, I don't care because we're throwing records out the window. We're throwing winning
point,
every game you play out the window. Georgia's
at that
in.
Point, it's going to be two SEC schools every single year because
and
of media.
And that's fine. And I'm
that's
okay with
gonna
it.
Happen.
And to be honest with you, if that's the way we're going to do it, if those are the rules we're going to put in place, I am cool with it.
Just tell us straight up. That's
just
what
tell
you're
me
do.
The rules, though.
Yeah.
Because we have if you go undefeated in the NFL, you win the Super Bowl. If you go undefeated in MLB, you win the World Series. If you go undefeated in the NBA, you win a World Championship.
Yep.
Every other sport, look at college. If you go undefeated in baseball, you win your regional, your super regional, college World Series. Doesn't matter if you were 1, 2, 3, or 4 seed in that regional, you win the college World Series. If you go undefeated in March Madness, you win the national championship. This is the only sport that if you go undefeated, you do not even get the chance to play for your national championship, and that's wrong.
Yeah, and that's why I said originally, 4 is not enough because there's going to be teams that are left out. So Florida State, if this happened next year, they would have had a chance to prove everyone wrong because they're not going to be below 12.
Correct.
And they won the conference championship anyways, but
they
would have had their
chance. This is what's ridiculous to me is they would have had to – yes, they would have had their chance, but they still would have been screwed. Because if you rank them 5, which I agree with you, if it was a 12 team, they wouldn't have been 5.
Yeah, they would have been top 4.
They'd have been 4.
Yeah.
But, or maybe 3.
They would have been 3 because they're undefeated.
But let's just say you put them at 5th. They would have had to play an extra game before traveling to then take on the 4-seed Alabama.
Yep. It's really just all that matters is getting in. Yeah, you want to have the bye.
Right.
But as long as you get in, you have a chance to prove your
point. You have a chance. I agree.
And, I mean, that's why 4 is just not enough, because I feel like it's the top 6-7 teams have a chance to win a natty. I don't think those 9, 10, 11, 12 probably are not, unless they have some sort of Cinderella run.
Right.
But it's giving you the chance to have that kind of March Madness, to have that Cinderella run.
Yeah,
so I
agree.
The more teams, the merrier.
I agree. I'm cool with more teams, the merrier. But it's football, which is a much more physical sport, so we can't have a 64-team March Madness.
No, definitely not.
We got to draw the line in the sand somewhere.
I thought it was going to be 8, and then just no one gets a bye,
right,
and then 3 weeks, but they decided to go 12 with the top 4 getting
a bye. Why do you think they did that?
I don't know.
They did that because of money. Yeah. You get more revenue, you get more teams in. You get more audience,
eventually,
viewership.
If you're ranked in the top 25, you get in.
Yeah, you're going to have a chance in the national championship. That's where we're trending, and especially with we're going to have two super conferences eventually.
Mm-hmm.
Because now, tell you what, Mr. Boo Corrigan, who is the chairman of the CFP committee and took part in this horrific decision that messed up the shape of college football, he's the athletic director for NC State.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you one big problem with the ACC and the biggest reason they're going to fall apart. If you look at the SEC, like if you ask Brian Kelly, he's the coach at LSU.
Yep.
Probably hates Alabama more than most teams, being at LSU. And they beat him this year. He said Bama deserved to be in. They did. They're a united front in that conference.
Yep.
They all do. Look at South Carolina. Because Clemson fans for years were like, why do you pull for
a
conference?
All pull for each other.
Yeah, why do you pull for a conference? That's killing your recruiting. But it helps you in that wallet. If Alabama gets in, you get a little sprinkle of that money for them getting that college football playoff berth. And the ACC is not that way. We have our own athletic directors on the committee saying, they're not the best team.
Yep.
They don't even have a chance.
Would have got money.
They don't have a chance. His school would have gotten money.
Yeah.
Just for a playoff berth. And God forbid they won a game, they'd have got more money.
Yep.
The ACC will fall apart because there's no united front.
No.
And by leaving them out,
a united front.
There shouldn't be.
Why do you
I
care
agree.
About any other team but your own?
I completely agree. But the fact of the matter is, there is based off money.
Yeah, if you get money.
So, and the college football is about money more now than it has ever been. So that's a big part of it. But the ACC will fall apart because they're not together.
And they're going to fall apart just because the SEC and Big Ten are just going to take
every
single
team. They're buying up everybody. And why are they buying up everybody? Because they got more money than every other conference to pay for these media rights deals to get these big schools out of their deals with their current conferences to join a new conference.
But they also get the most viewership, too.
They get the most viewership. 100% they do.
Just a monopoly.
The SEC is the best conference all around.
Yep.
They're the best conference, 100%.
That was another reason why they got in, too, because, I mean, you look at who watched Florida State Louisville, it was like 5 million people,
yep.
And Georgia and Alabama was like 15 million or something.
But in the ACC's defense, if Clemson wouldn't have crapped the bed and we were 11-1 playing
Florida State,
a lot more people would have watched.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so I don't know, man. I feel like college football is in really rough shape right now. Really rough shape right now. It's sad to see. I hope next year's better.
I think it'll be better.
I think it will be better. I'm just afraid it's another short-term fix. Just how like we were like, it'll be better whenever we went from BCS to CFP.
I think the biggest argument every single year is who gets in? Who gets in? Someone always gets screwed.
Well, to be honest with you, no. Since 2014.
Someone's always pissed off. There's just certain scenarios where it's like it hasn't happened that there's been 4 undefeateds, but you know, there's typically 4. If you finish 5, you're upset most of the time, unless you're like 2 losses compared to 1 loss.
Yeah, it just seems like up until this year, the CFP committee didn't really have a decision like this ever before in the whole 10 years.
This has never happened.
The whole 10 years.
There's never been an undefeated that hasn't gotten in. But what I'm talking about for next year, when it's going to be 12, no one's going to care that much between 12 and 13. Does Liberty get in, or does whoever's at 13? Who's 13?
Well, that's the thing. Liberty is that's what's going to be – they may have to fix it.
What's the top 25 right now? Like, don't even say the fact it's Liberty because they're not a non-Power 5. Who's at 12 and 13 right now?
Oh, that's a good question. Let's pull it up. But my point was that group of 5 champion will always probably be ranked 12.
Yeah.
Because they get the automatic bid for being the highest ranked group of 5, but they...
And it should probably be that way.
You think they should get a spot?
Yeah, give them a spot. I mean,
even
throw
though,
and see how they do.
Even though
the
they're
dogs.
Ranked 23rd, they should get 12.
That's what I'm saying. Like at this point,
because
who cares,
right now,
who cares about 11, 12? Like you care about getting in, but
well,
you
here's
throw
the
them
thing.
In there to see if you can create some sort
but
of.
This
Cinderella
is this
story.
Is my this is my point. Oklahoma went 10-2 this year and is ranked 12 and would miss the playoff because of 23rd ranked Liberty.
Yeah.
And Oklahoma's sitting there saying, we just went 10-2 and beat the freaking third ranked team.
Well, when it gets to 12 teams, it's like, dude, just play better.
Like, I get it.
Lose one less game and you'll be at 8.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think people aren't going to care as much about if a storyline that Liberty gets in over Oklahoma to the fact that Florida State's not in at an as
they will be as soon as LSU's the ranked 12.
Yeah.
Leave it to be. If Oklahoma gets left out, no one will care.
No.
If LSU gets left out, the system will change.
It's only if it's an LSU or a Bama or an Ohio State or a Michigan. If it's a top team, it's been a top team, or a Georgia.
And that's why I think we're going to have this 12-team thing the way it is set up right now. It might stay 12 teams, but this group of five automatic conference champion gets an automatic bid bullcrap. That will only last a year or two because we're heading towards a powerhouse SEC and a powerhouse Big Ten.
I think it'd be
and
fun
it'll eventually be a playoff
there,
between those two.
Just throw one of those teams in. It'd be fun.
Well,
try to create a Cinderella storyline. Like, if Clemson was at 12 and we didn't get in because Liberty got in,
I'd
it's not
be
like
pissed,
I think we're
going
to win anyways.
Yeah, we might not win, but, like, that's a college football playoff berth.
Yeah.
That's something to recruits. That's
obviously
money for your program.
Because it's your own team, but as the country, they don't care.
Probably
like,
not.
Sure, throw the non-Power 5 in.
But what if Oregon, who plays Liberty this year in the Fiesta Bowl or whatever the heck it is, beats them 35-0? We're going to turn around and put that team. Yeah, I know. We're going to turn around and put them in the playoff next year.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
What if it's all that's what creates the Cinderella stories is,
well,
what's this just the one time they upset Oregon. It's like, oh my God, Liberty just beat Oregon in the playoff.
Well, my thing is, I'm cool with Liberty being in. I'm cool with whatever they want to do. But stop saying it's the best teams. It's the best four teams. Next year it'll be the best 8 at-large bids. Stop it.
Well, it's going to be a little more structure next year where it's not just the top four teams and that's all just who we think the top four teams are. It's if you win your conference, you're getting in.
Correct.
And then you got your non-Power 5 probably getting in, and then it's all at-large bids.
Right.
So then it's those 6 or 7 that we're talking about.
Right.
If you win your conference,
really,
you're in.
Really,
so that solidifies something in the fact that if I can win my conference – There's no questions about it. I'm in.
This is what frustrates me the most, though. We're still going to have this BS committee next year in charge of who gets in and who gets left out.
Yeah, for the at-large bids.
And for me, I don't care what you make the rules. I don't care if it's the eye test. I don't care if it's a resume. I don't care if it's going defeated and you're in. I don't care if you play in the SEC and you're in. I don't care if they just want to absolutely just obliterate the ACC like they did the Pac-12. I don't care. But let's get some rules.
Yeah.
Like right now, they just get to do whatever the hell they want. Well, there are no rules for the college football playoff committee.
What if you just did? If you have a less, like more losses than them, you're automatically under them.
You're over them?
Under them in the rankings.
You mean like you'd be 6 instead of 7?
Yeah.
You're 6, they're 7?
So if you have one loss and I have 2 losses, your team's better no matter strength of record and whatnot.
Yeah,
obviously, it doesn't
never
work.
Never happen.
But, I mean, that's you got to find some sort of criteria that makes sense. But
well,
then
the thing is like to me, basketball makes sense in a lot of ways. I think it's stupid in some ways too, but like they use that net ranking, you know, of quad 1 wins, quad 2 wins, quad 3 wins. It's stupid in some ways, but it's also, it's better than this. It's better
than
nothing.
How do you judge it off what's a quad 1 win and what's a
quad
2 win?
If you're ranked 1 through 9, you're a quad 1 win.
But then
if you're ranked 10 through 19,
they're just ranking the SEC teams in there. And,
yeah, that's true.
You know,
they just rank them high. Yeah. I mean,
there's no perfect way to do it. Someone's always going to be bitching no matter what.
But there's no perfect way. But there's no perfect way in any sport.
No.
But we got to have some rules.
Hey, look at the NFL this year. I mean, look at the Falcons are going to get in the playoffs and the Bills
might just for
get
winning
out of
their
the
division.
Playoffs.
Yeah.
You know? Come on.
That's my thing. There's and the Falcons will get to host a freaking playoff
but
game.
But what's great about it, and no one complains about it, it's the same way every single year.
If you win
your division, you're in.
100%.
Just
keep the crap the same. Because there's rules in place that are clear.
Yeah, we know
they're
what we're doing.
Clear and concise. Everyone knows what's happening.
Yep.
There's no surprises out of left field where you're sitting there on Selection Sunday.
That's what makes
deciding
it tough,
who gets a chance to play for a committee or a championship by a committee that's literally never played a down of football in their life.
Yeah. Just a lot more tough when there's 130 teams compared to 32 in the NFL.
Right.
Yeah, NFL teams don't
play
everyone.
Pro is easier, but, and like I said, I know college is harder. I know that that's not an easy thing to do. I know there would have been just as much of an uproar from the other half of the country if Bama would have got left out.
No doubt.
The SEC people and ESPN people would
Someone's
have
upset
flipped
every
a
single
lid.
Year, no matter what.
Yeah. But I'm cool. I don't care if Bama gets left out. I don't care if Florida State gets left out. but let's have a set of rules. And really, I didn't realize how there was a lack of rules until this year, whenever I was starting to hear things like, this would be the first 13-0 Power 5 conference champion to ever be left out. And I was like, wait a minute. I thought that was a rule. I thought if you went 13-0 and won your conference, you're in. Because it sure didn't seem to matter to Ohio State in 2014. And they lost a game and got in.
What's funny about it, though, is, yeah, it didn't matter to Ohio State.
Yep.
If Jordan Travis isn't injured, Florida State's in.
And they're the 2 seed.
So you're basically saying just because your quarterback got injured, you don't get in.
Yep. They just said one player makes the difference.
That's what they said.
They did. They said it out loud. They said. Yeah.
That's dumb.
And, you know, they changed course. So in 2014, it didn't matter that they had their third-string quarterback because they beat Wisconsin 59-0 in the Big Ten championship. It didn't matter that it was their third string. Well, they lost a game.
Did you see the rumors? It's not rumors, but it's saying what Florida State should do.
Yeah, I saw that, and it's wish they would.
Go to the Orange Bowl and then protest the game and don't play?
You know what I would wish even more? I wish they would play the game against a Georgia team who's going to – they're both going to have like 20 opt-outs. I
hope they destroy them.
I hope they beat them and claim national champions like UCF did a few years ago.
Yeah.
And I would honor the hell out of it.
Yeah.
2023 national champions, Florida State. If they go 14-0 and they beat Georgia, because Bama just beat Georgia and that earned them a spot.
Yep.
So if Florida State beats Georgia, then I think they're champions.
I agree.
And you know what would be even more hilarious?
What?
If that happened and either Bama or Texas win the playoff and Florida State is the only undefeated.
That would be awesome.
That'd be awesome.
I hope that happens.
And then I would completely honor Florida State as national champion.
And Florida State at 2?
Yeah.
Or would they put Texas at 2 with the national championship
Probably.
Loss?
With 2 losses, still ranked ahead of Florida State. Can you believe that? That's exactly what
happened. I hope that happens.
Me too.
To see how they do the rankings.
Me too. Because if you're the AP poll and the coaches poll, it wouldn't matter.
No.
That you're not associated with the playoff.
No.
So would you put a 14-0 Florida State team at 1?
Yeah.
You know?
If they beat Georgia?
If they beat Georgia?
Yeah.
There's a chance.
Come on.
So, I don't know. It's a joke, though. The whole system's a joke.
Anything
so
else you
want to
talk about college football at 27 minutes right now?
Nothing really. I mean, Clemson's got the bowl. We got a Gator Bowl.
We still got a few weeks, though, too.
We do. I don't want to preview it, but just early thoughts. Do you care?
Sucks that it's on a Friday at noon. You know what's funny? The game's in Jacksonville, right?
Yeah, and then the Panthers play there the next day.
Yeah, I was talking about going down.
Or 2 days later.
I was like, should we go down to Jacksonville, watch Panthers play Jags? Spend New Year's in Jacksonville, and now we're playing on the Friday.
And you could get to see Clemson, Panthers, Trevor, New Year's.
Yep.
Sounds like a fun trip.
It'd be fun.
That would be a fun trip.
You go?
I am thinking about it.
Are you?
I was already thinking about going to the Gator Bowl anyway.
Yeah.
I try to make it to most Clemson's bowl games, so
probably
we'll see.
One.
If it was like the Sun Bowl on the West Coast, because there was a chance we were going to do that, I was not going to California.
It's close by, though.
Yeah, but Jacksonville, like, was it 5.5 hours? 6?
Yeah, it's not bad.
I was
6 max.
Considering that.
But what do we open as like a touchdown favorite? 7.5?
7.5, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's Kentucky, which is kind of lame, but it's a Gator Bowl.
Who's the opt-outs for us? Wiggins?
Wiggins is not playing.
Trotter.
Rook is not playing. Trotter is not playing. And then the transfer portal guys.
Yeah.
Which are like 9 of them.
Still haven't heard from Shipley.
He's pretty much the last one.
Barrett Carter's coming back.
Brinningstool's
back.
He
took Clemson's bio out.
Oh, he did?
Handle,
I didn't see that. Maybe not then. We are bringing in the number one tight end in the country next year for the 24 class.
He hasn't said anything, but I heard that he took Clemson out of the bio.
I haven't heard anything from him either, but I heard he was coming back. Also, R.J. Mickens thought he would start at safety next year.
Yeah.
He can come back for that like sixth year BS thing. Thought he would. I've been hearing reports and rumors for a week now that he's transfer portal, and nothing's happened.
Huh.
Kind of a weird situation there. Haven't seen
his name yet.
So if you hear this, R.J., come back to Clemson. You could really benefit from it, and you could start next year.
Another good thing about Carter coming back for that Sammy Brown kid, can kind of help mentor him for a year.
Well, it's pretty awesome because I was thinking like, Sammy Brown's good enough to come in and play, but that still leaves us one spot short with Trotter and Carter going pro.
Yep.
And now we're going to have Woodaz, Carter, and probably Sammy Brown starting next year with some more experience
than we thought it was going to look like.
100%.
And then receivers, obviously, we got, 2 guys coming in that are pretty good, a 5-star and a 4-star?
Yeah.
So we kind of really just, if we can get that transfer portal O-lineman out of Georgia, looking
with
a lot
two,
better.
We're looking at two transfer portal guys that are ranked in the top 10 at their positions, O-linemen. One's from Middle Tennessee State, one's from Shorter University.
Yeah, that Jamaican guy.
Yeah. Alan Heron is his name, and the other one is
– We already offered him.
Yeah. And they're both on campus this weekend. I can't think of the other guy's name, but it's like Keelan or something. Rutledge.
I haven't seen that name yet.
Yeah. He's a Middle Tennessee State grad, all first team tackle this year. No. So I think we got a pretty good chance to get both of them.
Hopefully.
And then Trevor Etienne rumors are floating around, believe it or not. And I think it will depend on a Shipley decision.
Definitely.
If we get Shipley back, he will go somewhere else.
Yeah.
And if Shipley leaves, I think we might go after Trevor Etienne.
He'd probably, we got to be team he's looking at. Obviously, his older brother played for us.
He said that there are four teams that he has interest in, and they also have interest in him. And it's Georgia, Clemson, Oklahoma, LSU. Those are the four.
Pretty good teams there.
Those are the four. He will command about a $300,000 to $400,000 NIL value. So if we get into a bidding war, we probably will not get him.
Yeah.
If that's what happens. Those other teams are going to have more money. We'll see, though. Oklahoma is a Jordan brand team, so they got money. Yep. You know, they throw it at a lot of people already. And LSU and Georgia have that
SEC
money.
SEC school, so.
So we'll see. We'll see how that goes. But and then wide receiver, I think we might go after Julian Fleming, which was a number former 2021.
Ohio State or Notre Dame?
He's at Ohio State. Transfers out. Florida, five-star kid that we wanted and were second place finish for back in 2020 or 2021. So he'll have 2 years of eligibility if we decide to pursue him.
I hope we get some guys. At least it looks like we're going for some guys now.
We are. There's some kids visiting this weekend. I like that we still are a school that kind of keeps it under wraps.
Yep.
You know, we kind of just keep to ourselves, but we do our thing.
New O-line coach, new D-line coach.
Yeah, Chris Rumpf at D-end and Matt Luke. Brilliant hires.
Great hires.
Could not have done any better.
So he was an Ole Miss head coach. Then
correct.
He went to Georgia to
and
be
was their
O-line
coach. Yep.
And like assistant head coach or something.
Yes.
And then Rumpf was the D-line coach in like 06 to 10 or 09.
Yes.
And then he pulled him from the Vikings?
Yep. He just left Minnesota. So big time hires there. Clemson.
And Dabo was saying he wanted the NFL guy to come back in. So.
He did. And he nailed him.
Yeah.
I mean, everyone talks about does Dabo still have that fire? All he does is hire his friends. Shut your mouth.
Still a former guy, but.
Oh, but he's a great coach.
He left and did better things. You know?
And he was coaching before Clemson. It's not like we pulled him off the street.
Yeah.
So, and that was.
But he kind of already had that relationship
20 years ago.
With him.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I know. 06 was like almost 20 years ago. Yeah. So anyway, yeah, so great hires. And I'll tell you this, Clemson's offseason trending up, in my opinion.
South Carolina's
is trending very down.
Unless they're QB1, RB1, receiver 1.
Yeah.
Leggett,
and
obviously going to draft.
Yeah.
And Juice Wells announced he's transferring out.
Yeah.
Are they saying Texas for him?
They're saying
or A&M.
Listen to this. Ole Miss.
What?
Ole Miss is leading it right now. Lane Kiffin went after him hard. I think they're gonna throw a bunch of money at him. He's a guy that's going to command probably $500,000 to $1 million in an NIL deal.
Yeah.
He'll be more than likely a 1 year buy.
How much do you
NFL
think Makuba's getting? Are they saying Texas for him?
They're saying he's visiting a lot of schools. So
I heard Texas was like a done deal.
I don't know. He's visiting Oregon this weekend.
No.
And then Oklahoma and Texas are up on the board too.
Wonder how much he's getting. Quarter mil?
I think he'll get probably around there. Yeah.
No.
Yeah. He could be a kid that's just pursuing a bag.
Yeah,
because he had the spot at Clemson.
I know.
He was going to be the nickel.
Yeah.
So I think it was that we're not paying kids as much as Texas is right now.
Yeah.
And I think we'll get there, but we're not.
And it's like, I might not make it in the NFL, so let's go ahead and
get
bag while I can.
Get everything you can right
can
now.
Can you blame them?
Yeah,
can't.
No, I know. The way and it's that's
the
what
way
I was
it
trying
works
to
now,
say.
You can't blame any of these kids.
That's what I was trying to say on our
get
Twitter page the other
can.
Day is everyone's pissed at Juice Wells. He handled it terribly, by the way.
He did.
He has handled
talking
it
about old Judas
terribly.
Wells.
Judas Wells. He's handled it awful. Mario Anderson, everybody hating on him. Mario Anderson has a child on the way, I recently learned.
Does he?
And is not going pro. He is a transfer from Newberry, I think.
Yeah.
And then got
to
Carolina.
100,000 or so to go somewhere else.
So, and Andrew Makuba as well. I mean, there's a lot of kids. We can name these all day. It's not a Mario Anderson problem. It's not a Andrew Makuba problem. It's not a Juice Wells problem.
It's just money.
It's a college football problem.
Yeah.
It's the way the system's set up right now. And if it was me in their position... Hey, you can go play at this school just as big and be the man.
Yep.
At Clemson, you're going to have four freshmen pushing you for playing time at DB.
Yep.
If you go to Texas, we're going to pay you about $200,000 more, and you're going to be the man.
Yeah.
I'm leaving.
Yep.
And I love Clemson.
Bye-bye.
It's just the way the college football is set up. But South Carolina, they have an important weekend ahead. They have a lot of transfers on campus this weekend. They're hosting a lot of kids. They've lost double-digit transfers already. Juice Wells, big one. Number one overall ranked player in the entire transfer portal right now.
Really?
Juice Wells, yep.
Huh.
Obviously.
What about Harbor? Is he going to stay?
I think he's going to stay. is for now. And I think South Carolina has this new thing. It's fairly new thing called Garnet Trust. It's like their NIL thing. Like Clemson just set up a new one called 110% something something.
Yeah.
And that's their version of it. So I think they got him a good little deal to stick around. So they kept him. That's good. They have a top 20 recruiting class that's coming in for 24. We'll see. I mean, Beamer's got his work cut out for him. I'll tell you that. So
it's not like you're coming off a great season either.
No, they're coming off a 5-7 season.
Losing
with,
your best quarterback you've had since Shaw.
I would say he's the second best quarterback in school history.
Behind Connor Shaw?
Yeah. And Carolina fans would probably disagree with that. They may put like a Tannehill or something up there, you know, like from back in the day.
Yeah.
And maybe, but I didn't get to see those guys play. Heck no. Not even a top fiver. But I saw Rattler play, and I think he is...
He's a good quarterback.
He took them from 2 wins to 5 wins this year.
No.
If it wasn't for him, would they have beaten Mississippi State?
Nope.
Would they have beaten Kentucky?
Nope.
There you go. They probably would have won against Vanderbilt, Furman, and...
Jacksonville State.
And actually, they barely beat them.
Yeah, they probably would have lost that.
Yeah, and he lit up Jacksonville State in that game. Yeah. So 2 or 3 wins. I mean, people may hate on me for that, too, but that's my opinion. But, yeah, no Leggett, no Juice Wells, no Mario Anderson, no Spencer Rattler, and a bevy of other defensive transfers as well. They got some work this offseason.
Not looking great for the Coots.
No. All right, let's wrap this up. Sub-Zero Sports is going to do a little something here for bowl season. The games start December 16th. I don't know what time, but that's next Saturday. You got to get all your picks in beforehand. We're going to give out a little something to the winner. Stay tuned for that. It'll be Capital One Bowl Mania.
Post a link on story.
I'll post a link on the story. We'll spread it out. I'll put it on all of our social medias. It will be through the ESPN Fantasy app. Just like you play ESPN Fantasy Football, you get on there. If you've done the college football pick'em, you do it the same way. It's Capital One Bowl Mania. You'll go through. You'll pick all 43, 44, one of those two, amount of bowl games. You just pick the winner straight up. No confidence points, no spread. You pick a winner for every game. Whoever has the most points at the end of it will get a prize to be determined. I'll post a link on our socials. Go follow us on our socials. Sub-Zero Sports, X, TikTok, Instagram. We got a website. You want it, we got it. The best is yet to come. Sub-Zero Sports, we out.